From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson, along with Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And we want to get right to breaking news today out of Canada, where much of downtown Ottawa is on lockdown. Police are searching for gunmen they say are responsible for shootings in and around the Parliament building. Ottawa police say one Canadian soldier is dead after being shot as he was guarding the tomb of Canada's unknown soldier outside Parliament, and one gunman is dead. Earlier this morning, a Globe and Mail reporter captured some of the gunfire and images of people running inside the halls of Parliament. Let's listen. And there have also been eyewitness accounts coming out. Ontario lawmaker Charlie Angus told the CBC how it all unfolded.
Suddenly, there was a whole series of gunfire that sounded like it was right outside the door. People got under tables, under chairs. We tried to make sure everybody was safe, tried to block the doors, but those doors didn't seem very, doesn't feel like it'll do much. Security came in very quickly, which I was surprised. I thought we'd be lying there for some time and said, we're getting you out. We're getting you out now.
And this incident comes just 2 days after two Canadian soldiers were run over, one of them killed in Quebec by a suspected jihadist. Joining us now from Ottawa is James Fitzmaurice, senior reporter with the CBC. And James, it's now been a few hours. You have been on lockdown the whole time, and we understand that members of Parliament are still on lockdown inside Parliament.
That's correct. This is still very much an ongoing process, a search. Police have confirmed that one suspected shooter has been killed, but they also have reason to believe, strong reason at this time, that there were more than one shooter, and they have not yet found any others. So the search continues, and in the meantime, everything remains locked down. MPs, in fact, members of Parliament, that is, that are in the Parliament buildings, the equivalent of our Capitol building, have been actually ordered to barricade their doors with any furniture they may have in their offices as the search continues inside that building. As you mentioned, there was actually a shootout. The one suspect who was killed in what we call the Hall of Honor, again, the equivalent of the rotunda of your Capitol buildings in D.C. When he had managed to get all the way into the back of it, was cornered by a good dozen guards, and then it's not clear. There's some video online of the incident who opened fire, but certainly there was a barrage of gunfire right there in that area, and the suspect was killed there on that spot. But as I say, the police believe that there is more than one, so that search continues, and all of these buildings, including my office building, which is just a couple of blocks from Parliament Hill, remain under lockdown with everyone ordered to move away from the windows and to block them up as much as possible.
And as we said, the shooting in the Parliament was just one of many shootings today. Tell us how this all unfolded.
Well, that's right. It began with at the War Memorial, a central cenotaph here in downtown Ottawa, just a block or two from Parliament Hill. There was this daily ceremony that takes place, a ceremonial changing of the guards. A half dozen uniformed reservists, partake in the ceremony, basically, essentially, for the benefit of tourists and to show their respects over the tomb of the unknown soldier, which is there. And witnesses say that a man who is wearing jeans and a white shirt and a hoodie and possibly a bandana or a scarf of some sort over his face walked up, pulled out a long rifle of some sort, and just shot into the chest of one of these men standing there. And it should be pointed out again that these soldiers that were participating in this are reservists. It's purely ceremonial. They're in wearing kilts and very formal uniforms, really just for show, and are not armed. The suspect then fled on foot away from that scene towards Parliament Hill. We're told then when he got into the perimeter of Parliament Hill, he actually hijacked a car from someone, didn't harm the person, but forced them out. Now, this person, if they were driving on Parliament Hill, you can assume was either a member of Parliament or a member of Cabinet or a Senate, something like that. And the suspect then drove his car to the front doors, burst out of it into the doors of the Parliament buildings, and then ended up in the back of that Hall of Honor, as I said, where the shootout took place.
And is there a sense of where the gunmen who are still not accounted for are at this point? Do police know where they are and they're just in a standoff, or are they still searching?
As far as we know, they're still searching. Police, obviously, for operational reasons, aren't divulging a lot. We're, you know, going by their movements outside, and every now and again, there's a flurry of activity. Police will swarm into an area, have weapons drawn, and in a few instances have, you know, quickly cornered someone, questioned them, searched through their bag, and then let them go and moved on. So police are on an extremely high level of alert right now as this continues to unfold. We're expecting an update from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Mounties, within the hour as to what's going on. But given the fact they're actually holding this media availability, this update at their headquarters, which is quite far away from downtown, I think speaks to the fact that obviously they're not quite secure enough to have updates on the scene or anywhere near the scene right now.
Well, and we know that military bases all across Canada are on lockdown after this incident. We know that President Obama has spoken with Prime Minister Harper. Quickly, is he likely to give a speech to the nation soon, Prime Minister Harper?
We're certainly expecting the Prime Minister to address this. Of course, this also comes 2 days after, just near Montreal, that another uniformed military personnel was run down by someone in a car,
right,
believed to have ISIS ties. So there's no link for that yet, but certainly judging by the footing, they're assuming that's the case here.
CBC's James Fitzmaurice joining us from Ottawa. James, thank you.
Thank you.